Magic is like if Goop were
no,
fun. It's like you don't have to go find your path. You just have to relax and let your path find you.
Time isn't real. Math isn't real.
If you focus on magic, you will create magic.
That's like a 100% John Stamos guarantee.
You really can manifest
vibe
anything
higher.
You want.
Vibe higher, bitch. Vibe higher. Vibe higher, bitch. Vibe higher.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Superficial Magic, the most magical place on the whole entire planet. I am your host, Megan Granger. And today, my guest is my roommate, my friend, health extraordinaire, Ingrid Iverson. Hi, Ingy.
Hi, Megan.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I wanted you to be a guest this week because you're the most calming person I've ever met in my entire life. You are my walking, living, breathing Ambien. Welcome.
Thank you, Megan. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's start with what you're doing because I'm kind of pumped about it.
Okay, so I have two things.
Okay.
One, me and one of the previous guests, my friend Scott Tajarian, the astrologer.
Oh my gosh, so many listeners have had sessions with him.
He's amazing. He's really so brilliant. He's like my personal therapist. He has a newsletter right now called The Weekly Transit where he just sends it out. It pretty much tells you what the fuck you're supposed to do with your life every day, where the planets are, how they're supporting you.
Cool. And it's not like if you're this sign, it's just for everybody.
Yeah, it's for everybody. Yeah. If you want something more personal, he does private readings that are very intense and like tailored to each person's chart. So we're turning that into a podcast.
Amazing.
It's going to be called The Weekly Transit, and that's pretty exciting. That's coming out in a couple weeks, starting in April, I think.
So you're just going to release, I'm assuming, like Monday?
Yes, Mondays.
We'll know every single day what's going on and what we should do.
And then I'll be managing the Instagram. So right now he always leaves me these beautiful charts. I write notes. And so every day I've been looking at them and kind of planning my life around them. But now I'm going to be turning them into beautiful little Instagram posts. So every day, if you follow, you can get like a little reminder of what's happening to plan your life around. So there's like daily little reminders and little audio clips to stay in touch.
Number one, this shit is real. But number two, if it wasn't, it's still so helpful. Because he'll be like, if you have a serious thing to talk about, you should do it Thursday. And I'm like, oh, shit. I mean, I'd probably just avoid it for longer, but I might as well do it Thursday because Pluto's over here.
Yeah, I definitely feel like it's real. But like you said, even if it's not, all it is amazing advice that the best therapist would tell you, but it's based around like a schedule.
So like, that's exactly what we need.
It's incredible. So that's my first exciting
thing. Okay, that's very exciting.
And then I have a retreat coming up in July.
Huge.
July 17th through the 19th with my beautiful friend Jenny. We started something called Wild Luna Magic. It is going to be retreats a few times a year. She's an incredible yoga teacher. She's been doing it for like 10 years. She's amazing.
Yeah, you said her combinations or something. I don't know much about yoga, but
she used to do dance and I think maybe cheer when she was younger. So she has a way of like choreographing your yoga flow that I've never experienced. I've taken tons of classes and she just has such a beautiful way of
simplifying it almost.
Yeah, and making it really fun and different, and I've never really felt like that in a class where I feel like I learned like a different order of poses that became fun for me. Like I took a couple things from her. I went to one of her retreats and I took like a couple of like
is that how you met her?
No, I met her. We both worked at a bar in San Diego, actually.
Oh, of course you guys did. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's such a funny evolution.
We would party our asses off. Then we would go and cook beautiful meals together and go to yoga.
Well, I was going to say, Jenny's not here to talk you up. Like you just talked her up. So I'll talk you up. You're going to be doing the cooking.
Yes.
Every single person in my life says the best meal they've ever had is by you.
Oh.
Very stupid. You are a phenomenal chef and it's going to be vegan food and you guys are going to be on the ocean And what part of Mexico?
Rosarito.
So if anybody wants to go and check out more information, you go to wildlunamagic.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can go to the Instagram. It's the same thing, Wild Magic Luna. And yeah, we'll have amazing, super healthy food for the weekend. Everything's included. It's an amazing place right on the beach. Incredible views.
I'm going to try to make it. I'm gonna pull something out of it.
What else are we gonna do? We're gonna do a cacao ceremony, which is really special. It's very heart opening. All planning it around whatever's happening in the stars. Scott's going over it with me.
Cute.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of room for transformation, and then a lot of space also to kind of just integrate and enjoy the space. And so this is kind of just really fun being able to tailor something that I think will be just perfect for everybody.
It's so exciting. It looks like it's gonna be beautiful. So
I can't wait.
On this episode, we're going to just get into some magical things that are happening in our lives right now and a book that I'm reading that I want to share some of the knowledge I'm getting out of it. So it's called Becoming Supernatural. It's by Dr. Joe Dispenza. And usually I'm like, ugh, Dr. Joe Dispenza is so boring.
Because his name is Joe, or because there's a doctor?
A doctor, ugh. Then the Joe, then it's just like, ugh. Where's your wand? I just want... like Doreen Virtue. And
you only want sparkles.
Yeah, and like angel wings with just crazy eye makeup. Like that's all I want from my healers. So I've been really resistant to him. Whatever. Cut to now. He makes some amazing points. He's really into science. He's a scientist. And so he's run all these amazing experiments. First thing that blew my mind is realizing that we are chemically completely addicted to our negative emotions. And if we don't feel them, our brain feels like it's withdrawing from a chemical because it's so used to having this emotion.
I mean, I guess that is an addiction.
Right? So somehow that really hit home for me because there's always this weird, like, kind of sick, sad, heavy feeling I've experienced since I was little. And I'll get triggered to feel it all the time in my adult life. That's lovely and amazing. But I'm like, oh, I'm just fucking addicted to it.
I feel like I just had like a memory of like a healing I got that I think fixed this for me in a lot of ways.
Wait, this is the healing with Bobby.
Yeah.
Yeah, where she walks you through.
Yeah, it's somatic trauma therapy.
Okay, tell me more because maybe I need to do this.
So basically in the beginning of your session, you have maybe like a 10-minute talk therapy just about what subject you want to focus on. Maybe not the specific trauma, but the emotion that it evokes in you that you want to get rid of. So I think mine was sadness. And then she walks you through this like guided meditation and does this kind of like a very light massage technique on you while you replay these emotions in your mind and all the times that they've happened. Mm. But she puts you into this really relaxed state. So it's supposed to help you relive some of those trauma emotions, but in like a whatever theta waves.
Right.
Whatever those super relaxed waves you get when you're meditating.
And kind of process them.
Yeah, it's supposed to rewire your brain to kind of like erase those negative emotion pathways.
I bet it absolutely works because that's kind of what he's saying too. He's, you know, of course, highly suggesting meditation.
Mm.
And he says he meditates for 2 hours a day.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, he was like, I just want to make sure that I'm not rushing it and that I get into the zone where I'm absolutely no one and nothing. Because once you're there, you're able to do what you just said. Like these energy patterns in your brain have a second of you not chronically using them, and they can like break apart very quickly if only you can get to the spot where you're not thinking and tightening and being you, essentially. Yeah,
I mean, I totally believe that. I feel like maybe that's what happened to me there,
because yeah.
I had just a bunch of baggage from my past, a lot to do with my parents, and I didn't want this emotion, but I could not get rid of it.
Yeah,
it was lingering my entire life, my whole childhood.
Wow.
I couldn't shake it. And now I feel like I
Rarely experience it?
No, even when the subject matter that's like super triggering for it comes up, it doesn't ever feel the same.
Wow.
Like, I don't think I've cried about it since, or had that like kind of like welling emotion in the middle of your chest, like almost like you said, like a sick feeling.
Yeah, my earliest memory I think of it is like fourth grade, getting driven to school. It was winter, so it was like pitch blackout because we had to leave so early, and we were living in these like weird apartments because we were building a house and it was out in the middle of nowhere. And so we left and it's like 7 o'clock in the morning and it's freezing. And we just passed this like little hut filled with men drinking coffee, getting ready to do their day. And this isn't what brought the feeling on, but it's the first time I remember feeling like, oh, this feeling sucks, because it hit me so hard in that moment where I was just like, I can't do this.
Like, what was it about the moment?
I don't know. But it was just like, oh, this is awful.
You just didn't want to go to school?
I didn't want to go to school. I didn't want to be an adult who had to stand up in the fucking darkness and the cold and drink coffee. And I was just like, this is going to be a long road. You know what I mean?
Were you drinking coffee?
Oh,
you
no, saw them drinking, drinking coffee.
I was like, you're really small to be drinking coffee.
I'm like just barely now drinking coffee, and I'm still like sugar half and half. It's like barely coffee. But yeah, that's really interesting. I didn't know that that helped you process out that emotion, because I can't get rid of it. I like try to focus all my attention on it to break it up and move it, and it's just like, no.
I think sometimes we just need a little bit of outside help. I feel like any sort of healings, at least that I've had, all kinds of different ones have really help me move things that I wasn't able to move myself.
What's the most powerful healing you've ever had?
Probably that one with Bobby Jones.
The one you were just talking about?
Yeah, I had that, and in the same month, or maybe in the same 2-week period, as I went to see this woman, Dr. Christine Sirago.
Okay.
I saw her in that same like month, and she is a naturopath. So mostly she does like wellness healing based around nutrition kind of, but hers is all comes from the heart, and she like believes that if you follow your heart, basically you can like heal yourself.
Wow.
And I don't know what happened in the session. I wasn't expecting anything that really happened there, but somehow I talked about so much baggage that came up in such a short amount of time, and she's like really direct and not in a cold way, in like a really warm way. I felt like a lot of the sadness was like something horrible is going to happen to my family. Like someone is going to die or like kill themselves. And it's like so depressing. And I just always feel sick that they're never going to be happy and something awful is going to happen because of it.
Oh, that's so heavy.
And I always felt like I could somehow change the course of the events if I was there more. And then I'd feel really, really guilty, like if I wasn't helping enough or being present enough in their life. So I just constantly either felt a panic for them or just a guilt if I wasn't there.
Fun. Perfect.
Truly awful.
So wait, she does like nutrition stuff, but mm-hmm. she uses the intuition around your heart to kind of...
Yeah, I don't know. She just heals everything. I feel like between that and my other session, something shifted in me so deeply that that feeling went away.
Wow. I'm going to try to just copy your exact month.
it was crazy, but she also had like this biofeedback machine.
I've never done one of those.
And it reads your energy, I think, through your hand. And then I didn't know this before I went in. I just thought it was like to tell you your health issues, because I was having health issues is why I went. Nothing to do with my actual psyche. And she told me the reading, which is just a machine that reads your cells. It gives you like 10 mantras that you should tell yourself to like move forward.
Oh my God. Booking.
It was so spot on. It also tells you your health issues, but the ones that were the mantras were all about your personal life. Wow. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Is this a mind reading machine? I couldn't believe it. I'll have to show them to you. But
do you remember any of them?
One of them was, I celebrate my uniqueness. I'm ready for a powerful, intimate relationship now. I don't have the others. There was like another note in here. And she prescribed me some homeopathic, those little crystal things that you buy.
Yes.
And one of them was for like releasing grief.
I remember you saying that you got really healthy once. And I think this is a pattern so many people do.
you got super healthy, you were seeing these people, you were moving through shit, you were doing yoga all the time, and then something in you got a little bit scared or something, and you just went off all of the stuff.
Yeah, I was on this path for a couple of months, like religiously going to Kundalini all the time and seeing doctors and being like extra health conscious and just exercising, and honestly can't even remember the moment it happened. It was like none of that happened. All of a sudden I forgot everything.
Yeah.
Forgot all my tools and just started like walking around blindly.
It's so, the ego is such a little sneaky. It's so sneaky.
Like, yeah, I didn't even know you're doing it.
Yeah.
And then you look back and you're like, wait, how did I get here? What the fuck? Where did all of my good shit go? And why did I fall off? How?
It's really interesting because in the program I'm doing, the Stop Drinking, they have this whole list of things you need to do in a day to kind of get yourself back into sanity. And then the next day, just the way that they're putting it is like, you're going to forget it all and you have to start all over. Like every day you have to start over. Knowing that your ego's like a little
always gonna come back.
Yeah, it's like a little evil Halloween thing, and it's like, hi, I can go to sleep completely understanding the nature of the universe and wake up and be like, so dumb.
I feel like they call so many things a practice, but it truly is. It is a practice, because if you don't do it for a day or 2 days or 3 days, then it just, you like completely can fall out of it and forget all of your amazing like insights and strength and composure.
Bye.
I might have had a full meltdown today. Maybe I need to...
Oh, yeah. You had a hard day today. There's something weird in the stars. Two ex-boyfriends texted me all day yesterday. One of them posted a picture of me saying I started the coronavirus. And then today, another ex.
Oh, my God.
I'm just like, come on, guys.
Come on, universe.
Come on. I call the universe guys.
Come on, guys.
Come on, guys.
Enough.
Let's go. I'm about to be off alcohol and Ambien for a year and 2 weeks. Can you believe that?
I totally believe it. That's so incredible, Megan.
A year. So once that year is up, I'm going to have to rejoin all the dating sites.
No way.
Yes. So we'll see how this goes. You guys are definitely going to be getting some more interesting juice as I wade my way through the men of Los Angeles once again.
Sounds like fun.
Didn't I make that sound so tempting? So here's what else is interesting to me.
Oh, yeah. We really haven't delved into that book yet.
Oh, but in our own way, we have.
Okay. I do that. The point that you brought up at the beginning from that book. I feel like I can easily see that in others more easily than I can see it in myself.
Right.
When you brought that up, I'm like, oh, I can see how my dad is so addicted. Like, if one thing isn't like irritating him, like some other thing will. Like, he's always picking, you know.
Yeah, it says you'll like pick friends and you'll pick spouses and you'll pick whatever to help you unconsciously trigger
God.
These things that release this emotion.
Damn it.
I know.
Stupid.
It's dumb.
I feel like I'm having a hard time thinking about it in myself. Maybe you can tell me.
Oh my God, that's so funny. We start a huge fight on a podcast. I'm like, well, here's where you're negative. No. I'm not sure. I don't know with you.
Maybe we can delve into that later.
Yeah, maybe we can do a little breathing exercise later and figure that shit out.
Breathe it out.
Then what else interested me was that you need to pull your energy back from everybody and everything in the world. Like, you just have all these cords and all this shit. And 24 hours a day, you don't even know you're doing it, but they're just soaking up energy. And so if you pull them back in meditation and like direct them into yourself, then you're suddenly in that space again where you can experience newness. Yeah. So, oh, okay. And this is the most interesting thing. And it's basically the point of the book, but it's like, if you don't do this, you will not experience anything new ever. You're just going to repeat the past because that's your ego. That's where you're living from. You cannot imagine a new, fresh future from your ego, because it just is going to make everything be exactly the same. Always.
Okay, get rid of it. I want it. I want the newness.
Yeah. So he's like, you literally have to be in the space where you are not you, where you are not thinking, and your inner being has to like have a second with the floor, you know, like have its moment on the floor to like reorganize some shit without you trying to.
Oh my gosh. I just had this kind of visual of that where it's like, we're always around people all the time, and we know that anyone can kind of deplete our energy.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we need time alone to recharge and, like you said, like draw our energy back to ourselves and kind of like clean our space and feel grounded.
Yeah.
But then even within ourself, like meditation is like taking a break
from our fucking self, right?
We're so annoying.
Yes.
Just sabotaging, like, and all kinds of garbage.
Oh my God. Do you want to know my new fucking favorite mantra? And if I think it enough times, I start getting like really like, whoa. God or the universe. I'm just going to say God. God is more powerful than my saboteur. It blows my mind.
You gave me another one just the other day that I really liked that was kind of blowing my mind.
Oh,
it was
what
really
was
simple,
it?
But
No more, no less.
Yeah.
Yes, that's another thing that I was journaling, and I was just like, oh, no more, no less, and that also is being like really trippy to me.
It just feels like, yes, a lot of the time, I feel like the tendency is like, you have to do more, you have to do more, you have to do more, so you can't ever be happy.
Exactly. Like, just what in this moment do I need to be doing? And I think also we think of the future sometimes and being like, and then I'll need $10 billion and this person and that person and everything, like, whatever. And it's just like, no, you just need what you need. So no more, no less.
You already have it.
Yeah.
The moment mm-hmm. is here. Scott always says everyone is in their own personal hell.
So
great. I don't remember how that related to anything, but it was something to do with the fucking book. Damn it.
Wait.
It was important.
Fuck. I will also add that Dr. Joe Dispenza has a YouTube channel, and he has this meditation that he does. If you just type in like Joe Dispenza 40-minute meditation, I think it's something around there. And he talks you through this really cool thing where first you like focus on the space between your eyes, then you focus on the space between your temples and the space around your neck. And he walks you through all of this stuff, and then the space in your room, then the space of like space, and you start to kind of get out of your body. It's really cool.
I love that.
I mean no ill will towards this. Joe, I love you, and I can't wait to work with you someday. He sounds like a Muppet.
A Muppet?
Yeah. And it's really cute. Oh my God. Also in this book, he tells a story about how he was researching the third eye. Have I told you about this yet?
I don't know. I don't
He was so. Researching the third eye. And so he was really curious about it. And that night he was exhausted. So he sat down in front of the fire and he was just kind of like gazing at it, like drifting away, not thinking about anything. And he suddenly snapped into a really deep meditation, and he saw this like opening mouth release all this, how did he put it? It was like smoke rings of something, and he realized he was seeing his pineal gland like opening.
Wow.
And then he was out of his body, went outside, saw himself cleaning the dishes from like 30 minutes earlier, went back in time and saw himself put down and he was like watching himself, saw himself put down a dish and look out the window, like peering around. And he remembered doing that for real because he could sense himself in the future looking at him in the past.
Whoa. I have the chills.
Right?
A few like scientists out there that are doing more studies about meditation in this whole world. And I feel like, of course, we can read all the people who already believe in this stuff. Yeah. Makes it so much easier. But when you're really reading it from like a science point of view, it just makes it that much more powerful that like science is real. Like, you can't argue with it. There's proof that it changes our brain chemistry, and it's so powerful and can just change the way we feel and think. And
yeah, and it's something I resist doing every day. Like, my way that I get in my way with meditation is that I will think it only counts if I do it so long that I never have enough time to do it.
That's exactly That's exactly what I do.
Really?
Like, I need to do it for 30 minutes or then it means nothing.
Right. We just need to say 10 minutes.
Yeah. Again, when I was having one of those periods of time where I was doing something all the time. Yes. Last summer when we were first kind of moved in here, I did that like Kundalini challenge.
Yeah,
and it was
you
like
did.
A 10 minute meditation every day. I swear to God, it changed my life. I also swear to God, I forgot everything. Like 6 months later, I feel like I got brainwashed out of all of the, like, I still know the things I learned, but they're,
yeah, but it's
not
different
easily...
it's different to know something. Like, I still know it in the morning when I wake up. I'm like, yeah, the universe is this and this and this, but it's different to like know it.
Yeah. To like feel yeah, it in all
to
of
not
your
even have the other thoughts there. You just are living in a different space.
Yeah. Just being able to check in with yourself every day for just a short amount of time. Just really.
And then transcending that self, try to experience one new situation.
Yeah,
because
I want
it. If you're an adult, you haven't.
Yeah, it's really hard. I feel like only every once in a while, like when I feel like when I'm traveling and there's a new situation, like a new building, a new place, a new person that you've never been yep. around. And every time I experience something like new in that sense, I'm like reminded, I'm like, I need new things all the time, or I feel like shit. Like, yeah. Why don't I do new stuff more often? Like, you forget that how magical actually experiencing something new can like make you feel more human and more excited and more like alive.
Man, we've got a lot to do.
We've got our work cut out for us, Megan. Stop thinking for 10 minutes a day.
Am I going to do that? It's just interesting how hard your brain will fight you and be like, I can't stop thinking for 10 minutes. You need me. And you're like, no, you're going to be so much better if I just don't. And it's the best thing that you could possibly do. No, it's not. This is my brain and my ego talking to each other.
It's so true.
It's a really dumb conversation.
And then I feel like even looking at other people, it's so easy to suggest it. You're like, all you need is this and you'd feel so much better.
Oh.
And then, of course, I'm not
doing it yourself.
Doing that. Yeah. In my the times either I'm feeling in a really good place and I'm just doing it all the time naturally because I feel good, or I'm in a really bad place and then I'll be like, okay, I have to meditate because I'm dying, or I feel sick, like a physical ailment or like a mental breakdown will bring on a bout of religious meditating,
right?
But all the in-between stuff is so hard for me, and it's like kind of the most uncomfortable. I can always find some sort of weird...
it's the most uncomfortable because it's the most of the time.
I mean, in those dark places, somehow I can
make it through.
No, somehow I can find like beauty and lessons and feeling connected even in times of like depression and darkness. But the in between of those being like really dark and being like everything is amazing, that's when it's really the hardest for me to stay like tapped in.
I get that. It's kind of, yeah. Iana, how do you say her name? Iana Vincent, Oprah's friend. Alana Vincent. Yeah, you do. You guys know who I'm talking about. She's amazing. She has a book called In the Meantime. That's just about, you know, the times when you're not up and you're not down and nothing extraordinary is happening, you know, 80% of your life.
Yeah.
And like how to live from that place. And
can you also give me the cliff notes on that?
Basically she was saying that we always, you know, it's the things we've heard a million times, like we're always working to this thing in the future that's going to make us happy and it's going to be this and this person and this job and blah 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 blah, but it's always going to feel that way. So in the meantime, why don't you just do these things? And I don't remember any of the things, but I remember being like, ah, I like this.
I should read that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's definitely my very apparent issue, is that in the meantime space.
Mm-hmm. She also is doing a webinar this week on the coronavirus.
Oh, fuck.
And like keeping yourself energetically safe from it.
I love that.
Anyway, let me see if there's anything else in this book I want to share with y'all. I'm
trying to think if you shared anything else really good. Mm-hmm. I feel like you just every single day share some amazing spark of knowledge from there.
I mean, this part you guys have heard 50 billion times, as have I, but he does make it a pretty cool little drawing you can do, where on one side of the page you write intention, and on the other side of the page you write elevated emotion. So intention and elevated emotion, write a little, you know, line down the middle, and then pick five things. And you do this for each different subject. So let's say we do job. So you'd write a J for job and put two squiggly lines around it that represent the electromagnetic field you need to be vibrating at around yourself to draw a new life to you. Okay. So to change that electric magnetic field, you have to meditate. Boo. That's the bad news. So he said, here's the examples he gave. Pick like five intentions, and intentions are just thoughts. Whereas elevated emotions are feelings. So here's some intentions he wrote down for his son's new job. He didn't write them down. His son did. Work from anywhere in the world. That's going to make him feel empowered. Number two, make the same amount of money or more. That's going to make him feel in love with life. Number three, contracts for 6 months to a year. That's going to make him feel free. And number four, love what I do. And that's going to make him feel grateful.
Like that.
Okay, so you just figure out your intentions and the way you want them to feel. And then you take those feeling states and you take them into the meditation and the no zone, like where there's nothing, and you just kind of let them do their thing there. And I mean, he shows so much research of people completely reorganizing their bodies, their lives, their cells, their brains.
My friend Mary, Chris's mom, is a pranic energy healer, and she's into all kinds of shit, all kinds of wellnessy things. But she always tells me, like, she loves to give advice. And anytime there's a problem happening or like a goal that you want to achieve, she always says to not to focus on the goal that you want, but to focus on the feeling that it gives you, like in your manifestation, not to focus on what it is, but how it feels, and to meditate on that feeling like it's already happened. Envision your life like it already exists, and your excitement and your joy and your gratefulness and all of those feelings. And that's how you change your energy to allow it in.
Dude, I did that. I was living an Amish lifestyle when I was little.
I still can never imagine this.
Long ass jean skirt. Like dorky dorkerson, couldn't watch TV, had no idea what was going on in the planet. And I was just like, I'm going to live a fabulous life in like New York or Hollywood. How would that even ever work? I woke up every day like excited for when it would happen.
I love that for you so much.
But I've stopped doing it now. Like, I don't have those. I think that's like when you were younger, you were able to go into that no space, that no.
You're just like dreaming
without the ego, without the expectation of all your old shit coming along with you.
But also like not envisioning the path to get there. You don't have to know how you're going to get there. You just dream.
Yeah, that's another thing he says. He says you worry about how you want to feel, and you do not, cannot, will not think about how or when it will come to you, because that ruins it. And everything that's ever come to me has been in the weirdest fucking way that I could have never planned. Like meeting you and Chris.
It was very strange. I actually feel like I also manifested you. I was like, I want this type of person. I want someone who's like personal growth oriented, health oriented, growth oriented. But also someone that's not just into those things. Someone that I can like laugh with and play with and all of the things. And then you wrote us on Craigslist saying, I have a cat, which I specifically was like, no cats. And you're like, I'm going to write you anyways. I have this cat, cats, anyways, cats. Somehow, for some reason, we met up with you because Chris is obsessed with cats.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It just came out of, I could have never, well, I was trying to plan so hard and like figure out what the next step was. And I was like driving myself insane and about to go completely berserk. And I've told the story on here before, but I just think it bears repeating that like I had to move. I had put in my notice and it wasn't working out. It's so hard to get a place in LA.
It's insane.
Like everything goes in a second.
Yeah,
so
we rented this house with no one to live here in a full panic because I was just like, I have to have this house. I have this vision for the future that I cannot worry about the outcome. It will.
Thank
it has
God
to work.
You did that, because yeah, this is our safe space. but
our fortress.
I like was panicked, hit rock bottom. I think I got sober the next day after this. But yeah, definitely hit rock bottom that weekend. Had no idea where I was going to move. Everything was so fucked up. And then I woke up Sunday morning and I was like, I swear to God, I thought, I feel like I am on vacation. I feel like I'm in a new place. That feeling you described. Because it felt like I did when I went on this retreat to France. That's what I was thinking in my head. I was like, I feel like I'm in France right now from that retreat. Everything was just really fresh and alive and new. And I didn't have that feeling in my chest. I was just like, oh, well, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. I was super light. The marathon was going on. I was joyful and like cheering people on because it was right by my house. Went to go get a soda. This was 5 minutes of feeling that way. 5 fucking minutes of feeling not completely obsessed with the shit that goes on in my head. And you guys texted in that 5 minutes. Like, hey, we got your email that I had sent weeks ago that I don't even remember sending.
Yeah, I feel like on our end, it was also really magical. It was just like, yeah, the email that came through was so funny and outrageous. And like, we're like, this is the perfect person. We haven't met her yet, but I know it's going to work. And and the weirdest part is now that we're talking about this, I didn't know your old life. I only knew you in that moment and we connected. I didn't really know that much about you.
Yeah.
But your old life isn't someone that I probably would have resonated with at all.
Totally.
And somehow manifested this person that didn't even exist into my life.
It started existing the next day. That was the night I went to my alcohol program and like started becoming more grounded.
And now you're like I feel like you're such an amazing influence, always pushing and like poking and like just bringing up all the stuff that needs to happen, that needs to be practiced, like all of the things. Like whenever I forget, you're always there to remind me. Ugh. Not in an annoying way, but in like that's the space that you're in that you can always be.
That's
there
so
to, like,
interesting that you
it.
Say that, because I do not. Chris told me that too, and I'm like, wow, I just feel like I'm walking around with a banana in one hand and. Screaming for my cat. But yeah, I mean, it's funny that we are talking about this, because I let go of how and when it was going to happen.
And we just need to practice that more. I feel like it's so frustrating. It's so simple. It's the simplest thing in the world. And why is it so hard to do something so fucking easy? It's so easy and fun.
Just know when y'all are meditating that I am right there with you. I'm doing it every night. I close my little eyes and I go into the void and I fight with myself, where I'm like, okay, stop thinking. This is the only thing you're responsible for. The only thing you need to do in your whole entire life is to stop thinking for just a minute.
I feel like I have a couple of tips, maybe.
Give me them. She's been holding out on me.
The times when it happens naturally for me, where I just kind of naturally go into that state, are kind of from the book when he said he was sitting in front of the fireplace. Mm-hmm. Like anything
zoning
in,
out.
Yeah. Anything in like nature, when I sit out on the patio just with some tea and it's just beautiful and I'm looking at the plants, I just so easily drop into it, not even on purpose.
Right.
And then I'm just in a space of like beauty and just absorbing the sounds and the sights that are there and like the sun on me. Like actually just anytime the sun is there, I'm able to drop into that, just feeling like I'm in my body and not in my mind, and just allowing myself to be for a little while. Like anything maybe that plays to your senses can really help you tap in. So maybe it's the sun, mm-hmm. or maybe it's a bath or essential oils. Anything
I love
anything
that
to do with your senses can really like help block out some mental noise, help you like really
absolutely.
Just get present.
Yeah. I'm going to try all of those things probably at once. I realized last night, this is really poetic, that the moon is the sun for sad people.
Oh,
how cute is that? I love you, moon. You're so cute. It was a full moon last night. We did a little releasing thing. Everybody remember full moons, you release.
Yeah, I really like the way you put it. It was from this little moon book you have, but it was, you were saying some things you want to release. And then in the meditation part of it was kind of sending it to the moon and allowing it to dissolve all of those issues or problems or negative ties you have to that experience that you are trying to like release.
I have trouble visualizing for myself because I think I have an ego block of fear around change and success or any of those things. But I was perfectly able to imagine the like roof coming off and all of this stuff, like almost one of those Etch-a-Sketch stuff, like coming out of you and Chris and going up to the moon.
Oh, I love that visual.
It was so cool. I also liked in that book, she said there was a few questions that she had, like, what frustrates you? Who are you angry at right now? What are you scared of? And I wrote down, I'm scared of failure, like being rejected, being seen as.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh, you wrote that down too? Just like making a fool out of myself, blah, 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 blah. And then it was like, and then the next question is, but what are you really afraid of? And I wrote down, not doing what I was sent to Earth to do is even way scarier than that to me. And I never thought of that before.
Wow.
You know?
So I love, like, that question, to just repeat the question basically, but really though. Yeah, like get out of your way.
What really are you scared of? And I was like, oh shit. Like, yeah, that's scary to think of all those things, but it's unbearable to think of not
wasting your time.
Yet. Yeah. So that's something. So yeah, you know, basically I'm on chapter 4 of this book.
You forgot to tell them the story about how you forgot the book. Then we had to go get the book.
Shit. So right now my car cannot pass smog. It's so disappointing. California sucks so much and has the dumbest smog laws. So I can't drive my car right now. And I took an Uber to get my hair highlighted. And I took this book with me and talked everybody ears off in the whole place for the entire 3 hours they did my hair about it. And then just left the book there.
Yeah, Megan came home and was in a full panic. She was like, the book! The book! The book! Please take me there.
So then you had to drive me back. It's kind of far, but... The
she
corona-
was like, do you mind? I was like, oh no, you cannot live without that book, Megan.
You were like, oh no, I cannot live with you not without having that book. Yeah. But the coronavirus scare, there's no one on the roads. There's no one at any stores.
Yeah, it was kind of apocalyptic.
It's very apocalyptic here. It's scary.
Yeah, there was no traffic. It was 6 o'clock and we drove to
at night
wherever we drove and there was no traffic at all.
It doesn't make much sense, but... Hopefully you guys are all staying safe out there. I'm sorry 2020 is kind of shaking out to be intense, but maybe that's good. Maybe we all need a wake-up call, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, Ingrid. I could talk to you up here forever. I probably will for the rest of the night.
Yay!
But for the sake of our listeners, I'll wrap it up. What do you want to leave us with?
I think it's all about finding something that works for you to help you on your healing journey. So
yeah, individualizing.
Yeah. I'm hosting a retreat. Obviously none of those things you're going to incorporate into your daily life, like the whole retreat every day.
Right.
But ideally in that space, you'll take away at least one thing that you can just incorporate into your routine that will help elevate you, make you feel more connected to yourself, just a little more whole. So just looking for those everyday simple things that you can integrate into your life very simply, whether it's a glass of tea or maybe pulling a tarot card or making a healthy meal for yourself, and just something simple that you can add. It's all about just adding little things until your life is like full of beautiful things, not so much taking things away as just adding things that feel good for you.
Oh, and they just slowly start replacing.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question for you, Ingrid. Can we go downstairs and make tea and read our cards?
Yes.
Perfect. Where can they find you on Instagram?
I'm Ingaroo, like kangaroo, I-N-G-A-R-O-O.
Cool. And I am Megan Granger. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.